Have you ever wondered how to use Salesforce Einstein to derive meaningful insights from your unstructured data, such as images and text data? Explore this example to learn how to integrate Einstein platform services into your CRM workflows to build AI-powered apps fast. We at Altimetric have built a hypothetical app called Who Am I? Using Einstein platform services. Who Am I? Uses Einstein Vision's image recognition technology, specifically Einstein image classification, to recognize and discern content based on images across several industries within the Fortune 500. Let's get started to see how it works on a simple example. Gather training data. To get started with Einstein image classification, you'll first need to create a training dataset with defined labels. Each folder will contain sample images that correspond to your training labels. Once you've gathered your training data, you can save it as a zip file and upload it to Dropbox before making an API call to the Einstein Vision API curl command. Folder structure of a sample dataset. Div class equals cliff format greater than curl ex post h authorization, bearer token h cache control, no cache h content type, multipart slash form data f type equals image f path equals https://www.dropbox.com/s/obsidiseyes/image-recognizer-data-set.zip?mark-dl=1 https://api.einstein.i/v2/vision/data-set/upload/sync/div. The above command will return the newly created dataset ID and label IDs along with the label name and number of examples that correspond to each training label. The type parameter in the curl command determines the model type and are as follows. Image. Image detection, available in Einstein Vision API version 2.0 and later image multi-label, available in Einstein Vision API version 2.0 and later. Train your model. As mentioned, training your dataset requires making a simple API call. You can use the curl command below, where dataset underscore ID greater than is the ID returned from the dataset creation. Div class equals cliff format greater than curl ex post h authorization, bearer token h cache control, no cache h content type, multipart slash form data f name equals image recognizer model f dataset equals dataset underscore id greater than https://api.einstein.i/v2/vision/train/div. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Sample responsive training status. Start classifying images. You can use the command below with the model ID and image location to classify new images. Div class equals cliff format greater than curl ex post h authorization, bearer token h cache control, no cache h content type, multipart slash form data f sample location equals https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/mapleHash/media/file/acer_pseudoplatanus_OO2.jpg_f_model=your_model_id_HTTPS:/api.einstein.i/v2/vision/predict/div. This command returns a prediction, i.e. the probability that the new image falls within one of your defined labels. And, because Who Am I? Is a mobile app, it's optimized to make predictions from mobile images. The following is a sample callout for using data from mobile devices, as we know many customers, like us, prefer to build mobile-first apps. Div class equals cliff format greater than curl ex post h authorization, bearer token h cache control, no cache h content type, multipart slash form data f sample base 64 content equals slash 9j slash 4 oxcs. F model it equals ik 4 zasubjef jeeksnura 6 erf 3 gl 5 e https colon slash slash api dot einstein dot I slash v2 slash vision slash predict. Slash div. Building AI powered apps. Now that you've trained your model, it's time to see Einstein image classification in action. Using your mobile phone, capture any image such as a picture of a leaf in this example. Einstein image classification will then return the prediction with the probability range as seen in the image. Looks like our app identified a mulberry leaf with 90% confidence. After getting a basic app working, the next step is to embed Einstein image classification into your application workflows to create AI-powered apps for your business. If you want to learn more about how to integrate intelligence into your applications, make sure to attend the following sessions. Test Automation and Continuous Integration in SDLC Using Salesforce DX by Oscar Quintela, 1 p.m. to 1:40 p.m. at Muscone West 2009. Codeless Advanced Lightning Components by Fernanda Vecino and Rodrigo Giuliani, 3 p.m. to 3:40 p.m. at Muscone West 2009. Smart Lookups with Machine Learning by Juan Besenard and Diego Ladiero, 2:15 p.m. to 2:35 p.m. at Muscone West, Developer Theater.